No, not at all, Dave. Some of the ladies, of which I was one, at Holy Rosary Parish, had the idea that it would be nice to have a blessing of the fleet prior to the fishery. And so we contacted the other churches. Sister Marie Ann Brent was our administrator at the time. We didn't have a priest, a resident priest. So Sister Marie was very active in the community. And so she started contacting all the other churches and inviting them to participate and said, you know, that we would like to do it as a community. And so it got off the ground, and I don't remember precisely the year that we had the first one. But Sister Marie found a song that she really liked, which is, I think, sometimes still used. Lord, you've come to the seashore, and, you know, talking about the fishery and God looking at the fishermen. And then a couple of years later, I thought, you know, it'd be nice to have our own song that would be just specific to Bristol Bay. And I sat down one day. I happened to be homesick from work, and I just sat at the dining room table, and the song came to me, verse by verse. And that's really how it happened. It was just an inspiration. And then at the time, Shelley Wickstrom was in town at the Lutheran Church, and Shelley and I often sang together just at our singing sessions. And so I called Shelley, invited her to come over, and I said, "Shelley, what do you think? Do you think this is something that would work for the blessing?" Oh, she said, "Yeah, I think it would be great." So a couple of us got together and just practiced it a bit, and then when the blessing happened a couple of weeks later, we sang it, and that happened to be 1994, which was our last year in Dillingham. So I suppose it was my thank you, if you like, to Bristol Bay and the wonderful times that we had.
We are gathering together by the shores of Bristol Bay. We come to ask your blessings on our fishers and our fleet as we stand in quiet harmony and bow our heads to pray. We bring our open hearts and lay them humbly at your feet. We ask your blessings on the fishers going to sea. We ask your blessings on each one's family. We ask your blessings in the wind and in the rain. We ask you, Father, bring them safely home again.
A lot of the joy for me, and probably the tone of the song for me overall, was that we were all Christians, and it was not just one particular group. It was the group at large, ultimately the unity of the group was the joy and probably the key part of the lyrics for me.
Our traditions were your destiny. Some choices have been made. Our faiths have many labels and some differences, is true. Standing here together in the sunshine or in shade, scanning o'er the faces, we are still the same to you. We ask your blessings on the fishers going to sea. We ask your blessings on each one's family. We ask your blessings in the wind and in the rain. We ask you, Father, bring them safely home again.
Yeah, so the weather is mostly the wind and the rain, but still, you know, Dillingham is a unique place. It really is. And so many people have been lost out there at sea. And you know, it's just special that when you see all the boats lining up in the harbour to leave. there's a special hope that everybody does come back safely.
We remember all the people whose lives were lost at sea. We praise you for the oceans you have filled for us to share. We thank you for the blessings you have given lovingly. We ask you to watch over us and hold us in your care. We ask your blessings on the fishers going to sea. We ask your blessings on each one's family. We ask your blessings in the wind and in the rain. We ask you, Father, bring them safely home again.
My biggest thought would be a thank you to Teresa and the other people that carry on the song. And one of these years, I look forward to being back and standing there in the group to sing it for the blessing. That would be special.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.